Didn't y'all hear what they've been saying? Something is out, said Donald, repeating verbatim a phrase he and many young children in the small Georgia town of Winder had heard many times over the years. Chills went up and down my spine upon hearing Donald's words. For some strange reason, including the possibility that something threatening and scary was really out, the rumor had recycled itself and come back many times after fading away without consequence year after year. It was the early 60s, several years before public schools were fully integrated. Most African-American residents lived in segregated sections of the Northeast Georgia community and went to a separate school. Although few people ever took the rumors seriously, I responded to them every time with some combination of curiosity and fear. It was also fun to hear in a strange sort of way, not only for me and other children, but also my older brother, Philip. My oldest brother, Herbert Jr., was among the hard-boiled skeptics. He had heard the rumors enough to be inoculated against what I, his baby brother, was feeling. But the rumor was always a conversation piece for the small children of Winder. For us, it was like living in a horror movie, and feeling a little less safe than what we felt watching movies about vampires and werewolves. I had always wondered about the nature of the something, which supposedly roamed the woods and stalked unsuspecting Winderians as they went about their business at night. Some said the creature, whatever it was, if it was anything at all, had escaped from a traveling circus that came through Winder every year around the same time. Others said it was a hideous monster, unlike any known beast on Earth. Still others associated it with a legendary man-like animal known as Bigfoot that people everywhere claim to see from time to time. But skepticism was easily the most common response to the something is out rumors, mainly because no one had ever been attacked, no footprint had ever been found, nor had anyone ever really described the alleged thing with any detail or in any fashion that would make the alleged sightings seem any more than constructs of wild imagination. But that didn't stop the rumor from coming back over and over, thrilling the ears and spooking the spine of all those open to the possibility that such an animal was real. Donald Richards, one of my best friends, didn't really believe the rumors himself, but he got a special thrill out of keeping them in circulation when he heard one or even launching one of his own in the first place. No doubt some of his claims were without basis, in fact, but most of them were based on something he had heard, however false or exaggerated.